Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Prepaid Legal's home state of Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team conference call. Tonight, we'll be hearing from several Platinum Executive Directors on our team, including Mr. Tony Hughes from Utah, Mr. Kyle Kimbrell from New Mexico, and Mr. Jeff Hughes from Texas. But to begin our call and to introduce our special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, Mr. Ken Moore.
Thank you, Randy. Randy, it's a real privilege tonight to have this next speaker on. He's just a fantastic gentleman, a fine Christian, and he's a great leader in prepaid legal. So who I'd like to introduce to you now is one of the senior group trainers in prepaid and a great friend of ours, Mr. Agar Thomas. Agar? Don't tell me we don't have him on.
Well, I don't know if we do or not. Ms. Deaton, if you're on, if you would call Mr. Thomas, make sure he has the right speaker code.
I will.
All right, and what we'll do, in the meantime, we have a lot of announcements to make, and so we'll just start off with some of those announcements. Great announcements made at Prepaid Legal today. I want to go to Fort Worth, Texas, to Regional Vice President and Platinum Executive Director, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on?
I am, Mr. Moore.
Good to have you on, sir.
Good to be on the call.
Hey, we had some great things going on in prepaid.
Yeah, of course, the company's doing great. The production is way up. Recruiting is way up. I mean, like hundreds of percent, and Mr. Stonecipher said he really felt like prepaid legal had entered momentum. You know, we always talked about that it was going to hit 2% and begin to grow exponentially, and he really felt like that this year we've entered that. So, you know, the kind of the tone of the call was, hurry up, it's about to end. There's so many announcements this month, different promotions that are going on, and they're all set to expire the last day of this month. So we know we've got the $49 Fast Start Associate fee for religious leaders and for military members. That will expire, so we need to take advantage of that. The advance to manager, which is the recruiting three frontline associates, that's also set to expire, which changes the advance to director. We've got another 2 weeks of that, so it's like everything's getting ready to happen. We also have, tomorrow's the last day, you'll be able to put things online to be able to qualify for the promotion that they did for points for the trip to the Bahamas. If you went to the advanced product training and then sold memberships, either 5 or 10 memberships, there were prizes that are going to be given away and then points given towards the trip. And that tomorrow is the 15th, so that expires tomorrow on that. So there's just the idea that, you know, whatever you've got, whatever business you've been working on, it's time to wrap that stuff up. If you've got people that have kind of been hanging on the edge, let's push them over. Let's get them in the next few days. You know, I think, Randy, the idea is that we don't wait till right till the end of the month, but that we recruit them now and then use this time to move them forward in the comp plan. If you can get somebody in this week, you've still got time to get them the manager before the end of the month. For those that are going for executive director, that needs to be in. What was the deadline on that, Randy? Was it the 18th?
The 18th is right.
Yeah, the 18th. So you've got to get your 75 counters in if you're going for it personally. Or if you're going through your team, it's 75 counters, 25 out of 3 different legs. Brian Carruthers also announced that if people are going to go for, they want to be recognized at convention, and they will be recognizing you for director 25, director 50. If you're going for that level, you need to get that in also. It needs to be done before the 18th, and they will recognize you at convention. So I know a lot of them are called May director, and maybe you've got 20 sales in for the month. We'll make sure that you get 5 more in before the 18th, and you'll get that special pin, which recognizes you for having achieved Director 25, and then recognition at the International Convention. So we've got, they also announced that convention, of course, the pre-sale is over on the tickets, but they said they will not turn anybody away. They said if you show up at convention, you'll buy the tickets at the door, and they will find room for you. But the challenge in Oklahoma City is not rooms or seats in the convention, but it is beds to sleep in. And so I would say if you're going, if you haven't yet made arrangements, start calling, start to find a hotel room. If it's just you singly going, we could send an email to your executive director and let them know that you're going and you don't have a place to stay, and we'll see if we can find you, a roommate that we can help share the cost. But I thought that was pretty cool, Randy, that they said just show up. They said if every seat gets sold out, we'll find standing room for you. But they didn't want anybody to feel like that if they came, they couldn't, or if they showed up, that they wouldn't be able to get in. And I've been telling we've committed a lot of people this week to come up, and I'm telling them, look, if all you can do is leave work early on Friday and drive up there and do the Friday night session and the Saturday sessions and the Sunday morning more breakout session, I said, that's better than nothing at all. You know, don't feel like that you've got to be there for the entire thing. Do what you can do. But if you can get there for the whole thing, I think that'd be great. So, Randy, I know there's probably other announcements that I've forgotten. If you want to cue me on them, we could talk about it together. But that's the thing that jumped out of me on the call.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I did bring you in. Did we get Mr. Agar Thomas back on?
Hello.
Hey, is this Mr. Thomas?
Yes, I was. I don't know what happened. I was muted out of there. I was trying to get in when you called before me earlier.
I apologize, Agar. I thought.
Yeah, he's muted.
Get on. We've got Mr. Moore on the other call. Mr. Moore, are you there?
Right here. Agar, my brother.
Hey, my brother.
I heard everybody how we're brothers and all that good stuff, and then you wouldn't even answer me.
I heard that great introduction.
Listen,
and I apologize.
We're very pleased to have you on the call tonight. As everybody that knows anything knows, you're such a great person, a great human being, you and your wife, and it's an honor to have you to be part of the Moore Success Team, even if we did have to adopt you.
Agar, thank you for being on the call tonight,
and just take your time and liberty and give us some good information.
Well, I tell you what, I look at it like this. It's all right to be adopted, because if you're adopted, you get the same privileges like everybody else.
There you go. That's right.
Well, I'm delighted to be on the call tonight, and I feel so honored and privileged to be on the call with such platinums as who you have with Mr. Kimbrell and Mr. Hughes, the Hughes brothers and stuff. So I'll just kind of get right to it. I started May of 95 part-time, and December 6th of 96, I went full-time. And it's all I do. It's all I'll ever do. I thank the good Lord created me for what I'm doing right now. And I just wanted to talk to some people out there that may, for whatever reason, feel like they just hadn't quite made it yet, or they feel like they start thinking and having some doubts about themselves. I've got a couple of philosophies. And first of all, it's never too late to start, but it's always too soon to quit. Just keep that in mind. It's never too late to start, but it's always too soon to quit. And what I mean by that is this, is that you'll find many, many people that's within our business that have been a part of the business maybe for, you know, years and years and years, or months and months and months, whatever the case may be. And sometimes they'll say, well, you know, I actually started some months ago. I actually started several years ago, and I didn't do anything with it at the time. Listen, it does not matter when you get started. The key is that you just get started. And we're in a position now. I really feel like, I guess I'm kind of prejudiced and biased when it comes to this, but I really truly feel like this is a divinely blessed organization that we're in. And I'll tell you why I say that. You know, our main thing has always been our legal plan. It's always been our legal plan, and our legal plan will continue to be our main thing forever and ever, amen, so to speak. But look at what happened with us. We were pursued by Kroll. And see, a lot of maybe the new people don't understand and don't realize this. We were pursued by Kroll two different times before Mr. Stonecipher finally decided to listen to him. Now, I'm telling you now, ladies and gentlemen, everybody on this call that has been with Prepaid since we took on Kroll and took on the Identity Theft Shield, they can bear witness to what I'm about to say. Even though there were many things talked about ID theft, it almost seemed like, and I think y'all are backing me up on this, it almost seems like as soon as we took on the Identity Theft Shield, it seems like things went haywire with ID theft, where we started getting all kind of articles that was about it, there was all kind of things on TV about it. And just think about it. Every single day, more and more and more and more things about ID theft is coming up. You know, when you start talking about losing a bank, think about this. All you got to do is just ask the question, say, by the way, how many of y'all in here have a checking or savings account? Now, it doesn't matter whether you're in front of a group. It doesn't matter whether you're in front of your employees. When I say your employees, your fellow coworkers, if you work the business part-time. And then just maybe even simply narrow it down. Say, now, how many of you all have an account with Bank America? Say, now, do you realize that your Bank America lost 1.2 million people's information? 900,000 of the people work for the federal government. Now, if Bank of America can lose those people's information, how secure do you think your information is? Choice points. You know, you're talking about a company that gets all of this data from other companies and stuff. You know, I mean, you name it. Every time you look, there's something else in the paper. And I'm telling you, the reason I think our company is divinely blessed is because I swear, I just, even though we heard about ID theft, it seems like as soon as we took on ID theft as a benefit, doesn't it just seem like everything just went haywire all of a sudden? And I think what that means is that here we have another tool that just wraps around something that we all needed anyway. And so here's my point. Whether you're new, whether you've been with it a while, it does not matter. Can you imagine having the only program available that does what we do, just like our legal plan? See, once again, we're unique again. Mr. Moore, we're unique again because just like our legal plan is the only plan that does what we do, the way we do it, our wraparound ID theft program works the exact same way. And here we are having something that everybody talks about now. Everybody's talking about what a problem it is with everything. And here we are with a solution to it. All you have to do, you don't even have to sell this. All you have to do is just say, you know, are you concerned with protecting your identity? You know, would it just make sense if you had something that was somebody or something that was looking over your shoulder as far as your identity is concerned? Forget about the credit part because, you know, everybody's had some bad credit from time to time. So let's just talk about the fact about if somebody just got a job in your name, if they had a felony, committed a crime in your name. You know, so that's what we have, and it really rejuvenates me because it just makes me feel like, once again, I knew I had the right company in the first place, but now it's just confirmation over and over and over again. And that's exactly what we have. And, you know, in case you're looking at other people wondering about, well, you know, what should I do? You know, I'm not doing as much as somebody else. Listen, my theory is this. I'm not going to ask you to do your best. I'm asking you to do all that you can do. See, if you do all that you can do, you'll do better than your best. See, because many times when we say, well, I want you to just do your best. Well, see, many times we put what we call our best, we actually could go a step farther because if there was something that was out there that we really had to do, you know, like one of our loved ones was in danger of losing their lives unless we did the specific activity, we would do all that we needed to do in order to accomplish what we needed to accomplish because we love those people so much we want to save them, we want to protect them. So I'm saying in your business, do all that you can do. Don't do your best. Do all that you can do. If you do all that you can do, you will actually do more than your best. That's the way I look at it.
Well, Mr. Thomas, we appreciate you being on tonight. There's a lot of people that don't know you. You've actually been a guest speaker at one of our breakout sessions earlier and popped in a couple of times. But this Sunday that we have our breakout session in Oklahoma City, you will be our guest speaker. And we've asked you to do that, and you've graciously said that you would accept that, and we're looking forward to that. And Mr. Tony Hughes, are you on?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Tony, I know that you've talked many times when you've been up in front of people about the time that Mr. Agar Thomas came and spoke to our group. What did you think about that?
Well, I don't really want to say because I'm afraid he might get mad that I'm always out there telling his story. But
Rob and duplicate, my brother. That's what it's called, rob and duplicate.
I'm telling you what, I love it. I was down in Dallas-Fort Worth about a month ago and doing a Super Saturday down there for my brother Jeff Hughes and his team, and I gave the best Agar Thomas rendition that I possibly could from stage about the bottle of water, the big bottle of water. And that talk you gave in Las Vegas was very inspired, and it was a very memorable training, one that I'll never forget, broken focus. You know, it's so true in our business. People get so easily distracted and sidetracked. And I, for one, look forward to your training. We'll be right there on the front row taking copious amounts of notes at the More Success Team Breakout.
But I want to tell you all something, that you all have so many people that are near and dear to my heart, starting with the stalwarts, you know, Mr. Ken and Shirlene Moore, and then just going on down the line as far as the offsprings, Kyle Kimbrell, the Hughes brothers, and listen, I could not get off this call without talking about my main mentor, Miss Yvette Mayo, because I'm telling you, you all just have no idea how much this woman means to me, because she has helped me so much within my business. I attribute the fact that I got the Trainer of the Year, I attribute that to Yvette, because I listened to what she said. She had won it 3 years in a row. I listened to what she said. Not that I was shooting for it. I had no idea I was going to win it. But I will never forget the feeling that I had that when they made the announcement that I saw mainly the More Success team down on that floor that was cheering for me. And that just, every time I think about that, that just gives me goosebumps. And I just tell you guys, it really meant a lot to me. But you know, all of you guys are a part of anything that I am, but I just would be remiss without mentioning my friend Yvette.
I tell you, Agar, we all love you, buddy.
Same here. Love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Mr. Kyle Kimbrell, are you on?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Did you have some questions or comments for Mr. Agar tonight?
Well, I just, Agar is just one of my dear friends, you know, and we know that the prepaid legal opportunity, we have an opportunity to become wealthy with prepaid legal from the financial realm. But one of the intangibles that we probably don't talk about enough is the relationship wealth that we build in this business, because it is a people business, it is a people building business, and it is a relationship business. And, you know, and Agar and I, we've just become great friends. I feel like I've known him whole life, and it's just, he's just a tremendous asset to prepaid legal and to the More Success team, you know, and I know that I like what he said. He has the same privileges, and I consider that. We bounce off ideas all the time, and it's just, I'm so glad to hear that he is going to be speaking at our breakout session in Oklahoma City, because that's, I know that's already going to be one of the highlights of the weekend, with having him there as one of our guests of our team. So
he's my brother from another mother.
That's right. Yeah, and he sounds, you know, real sophisticated, but he's really a nut too. So.
Well, Mr. Moore, did you have anything else for Mr. Thomas?
I tell you what, it's just an honor to have him on the call tonight, Randy. And anyone that doesn't know him needs to get to know him, because he's there for you whenever you need. If you need a three-way or just some encouragement, Agar is there. So, Agar, thank you very much.
But thank you guys for having me on the call, and I look forward to seeing y'all in OKC and spending some time with you as well. And I'm gonna be taking copious notes and have my recorder. So don't think that even before that breakout session gets there, I'm gonna have a recorder. So I'm gonna be asking some questions, because see, I'm wanting to start being a big business builder as well. So you all have some more offsprings that'll be following me as well.
Well, Noah, Agar, I realize that you started your business mainly doing the group business.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right, exactly.
Have you started building a team too?
Oh yeah.
As well?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And in fact, it was kind of funny, because I was talking to Keith Davis, I guess the very first of the year, and he was saying that I had did 100 memberships less than I did the previous year. But I was saying, but yes, I made more money, and a lot of it had to do with the fact of the overrides. So, you know, finally, it's almost like finally. I mean, I even got up to be a bronze executive director because somebody else went ED, and it's like, finally. It wasn't because I had to do 150 sales, but it was somebody else that actually did something. So yes, the business building is there, and it's coming slow but sure. But I can appreciate you guys that much more when I see the things you go through as far as business building is concerned, because now instead of worrying about signing up so many memberships, you're worrying about making sure that you get your people in place and doing everything you can do to help them.
Well, Agar, it's just a pleasure and honor that you're one of our friends, one of our good friends. And like Kyle said, it's just a relationship. We're in the people helping people business.
Exactly.
And we're proud to know you and proud that you're part of our team.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you having me on the call, and look forward to seeing you guys in OKC.
All right, Agar, thank you for being on.
All right.
Now I want to go back to Mr. Tony Hughes. Tony, I know Jeff hit on before we interrupt him a little bit there on some of the announcements that were made earlier today. Would you like to go into some of those again?
Well, I'm just fired up, Randy, and totally focused on convention. That's the one main thing, is that really not just one person, but two or three people mentioned the the fact that convention the tickets are no longer available, to order online or from the company, but you can show up, and they emphasize that two or three times, and I think that's the critical announcement right now is just we shouldn't give up. We should keep trying. In fact, I just recruited a new guy today and said, "You want to fly to Oklahoma City with me to go to our international convention?" He said, "Sure. Let me just make sure, I can square everything away with my family." So, the key is just keep trying and get as many people as we possibly can to get to that convention. If there's anything specific, Mr. Moore, I'd be happy to address it. But that's my key focus right now is Oklahoma City.
Well, Oklahoma City, along with that, is our breakout session, of course. And I've just put out the flyer that you actually helped put together. And I sent it out to all the executive directors on the team today, and we're going to ask them to distribute that amongst their team that are actually going to the city. But how important is that breakout session, Tony, in your opinion?
It's the highlight of the entire event, in my opinion. I remember the first one we did was, back, I think it was in Dallas, 2001, I believe. Not quite positive, but we did, it's been about 4 years ago now, and it was a great event. It was just the baby, the infant of the More Success Team breakouts, but it's grown into a monumental event, an event that hundreds and hundreds of people. I suspect that we'll have, 500-600 people there in Oklahoma City at the More Success Team breakout, and it's a very emotional day. I would forewarn everybody on the call, if you're headed to Oklahoma City, be sure and bring some tissue with you for the Sunday breakout, because it's a very emotional day. It's a day where we get to celebrate the folks that have gotten promoted and the rising stars that have been nominated by their peers. And it's just a great day. It's a great day of training. I know that Jeff and I will be preparing a very, kind of hit the where the rubber hits the road kind of training for the very end of the breakout on what to do with the information that we all received at the convention. And so it's a day of recognition. It's a day of accomplishment and celebrating those accomplishments. It's a day of education, knowledge, and guest speakers with Mr. Wilburn Smith, Mr. Agar Thomas, Mr. Ken Moore. It's just going to be a great day all the way around. I can't wait.
Well, Tony, just so everyone knows, that event will be Sunday, April the 3rd. It goes from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Cox Convention Center. That'll be in meeting rooms 16 and 17. And I'm telling you, people need to get there early because it will be standing room only. There's no doubt in my mind. It'll be standing room only at this event. We will have some great recognition, and we're going to be recognizing a lot of our rising stars on our team, and that's one of the biggest events I think we do is when we present those awards. But we have a lot of awards, and we've got a lot of strategy that we're going to be going over, and when they leave that event, our people will be better prepared so that they can go out and be very, very successful with prepaid.
Mr. Moore, if I've got just a minute, I'd like to also promote an event that's coming up in August. Is it okay? Did you talk about that already?
No, I haven't, but that's the next executive director retreat that we have for our team. That'd be a great time. Go ahead and to go into that.
Yeah, I just want to, kind of give everybody a little heads up. We will be doing a major promotion on this at the More Success Team breakout, but you might as well know about it now. We are going to have an executive director retreat in Dallas, Texas at the great Gaylord Texan. It's a brand new resort in Dallas, Texas, right on Lake Grapevine. It's the largest convention center of its type in Texas. It's gigantic. It's a huge convention area underneath one ceiling, shopping malls, swimming pools, everything underneath a ceiling. And we're gonna have Mr. Jeff Olson is gonna be one of our special speakers, guest speakers there, Mr. Wilburn Smith, and of course your father, the granddaddy of the More Success Team, almost 60 years of experience between these industry legends, and they're gonna be sharing the tips of the trade that will inspire everybody who attends. And Randy, of course, we've made it so that every single person that becomes, if they qualify between January 1st of 2005 and July 31st of 2005, they will be able to attend this special executive director retreat. And if I could, I'll just give a few little things here that are going to be shared with everybody. This will be a life-changing event, and it will provide valuable secrets, tips, and ideas that will take your prepaid legal business to a totally new dimension. Platinum executive directors Mr. Randy Moore, Mr. Jeff Hughes, myself, Mr. Chris Hughes, Mr. Rex Legale, Mr. Kyle Cambrell are preparing special high-level executive director trainings which will give our executive directors new ideas and tips that will propel their businesses to an all-time high. Learn specific advertising techniques that work. Learn tips on how to read your weekly report to help organize and minimize your taxes in case of the dreaded IRS audit. Learn how to take a brand new associate to executive director in 30 days or less. Understand the vital role you play as a leader for your organization and how you can raise the bar within your organization to create record membership and recruiting numbers. Executive directors will share their best practices with each other in this very special mastermind experience. So that's August 4th through the 7th in Dallas, Texas. I just want to encourage everybody, if you're not an executive director on the More Success team right now, you definitely want to become one between now and July 31st so that you can attend this very, very special event that I think is going to completely change the it's just going to change the face of the More Success team. It's going to catapult us literally into a new dimension, and I'm excited for those best practices that will be shared amongst the leadership of the More Success team.
And we're going to be building heavily for that event, of course, after the convention. We're very, very excited about that. And, you know, whether you like to play golf or if you want to, we're going to work hard, but we're going to play hard too. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Dallas Cowboys Golf Course is right next door.
So we're looking forward to that. And with that, I'm going to go back to Mr. Kyle Kimbrell. Kyle, are you still on?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Do you have something else you'd like to share with our call before we end it?
Yeah, a couple of things. And just to remind, if people haven't seen that website, that boy, they can go to the GaylordTexan.com and that resort that we're going to be staying at. And that's just, boy, that just reeks with opulence. I'm excited about that. A couple of things, though. A lot of people don't realize there's a website out there called prepaidlegal.com/documents. That's prepaidlegal.com/documents. That's great for prospects or new associates long distance. You can get the applications, associate agreements, the $49 forms, performance agreements. You don't need to go into your back office to get that. So that's a website that is available. Also a reminder for all those that are wanting to get a bonus Atlantis points, you can attend the group school again through before March 31st and get 5,000 additional bonus points. I know I had a big class this last weekend here in New Mexico because a lot of people were obviously there for that. I know Marilyn, some of you may be going to the conference early. Marilyn Thompson, our national group trainer, will be teaching one right before the Oklahoma City conference. Again, a reminder of the for everyone to check your leads because those leads that Prepaid Legal is distributing now, you need to be a director, you need to be in Players Club, need to obviously have e-service, but they're 24 hours notice, not 48 hours. That's on the lead manager and your statistics only. And then, a fantastic call that Mr. Stonecipher created called the Million Dollar Formula. It's the first time they put out that formula really in how to build the prepaid legal business and earn $1 million a year. And I would just encourage people, if you haven't done that, you can go online, listen to it, associates only, or call 1-800-642-1687. And the passcode is 466-7300. Again, 800-642-1687, passcode 466-7300. And he really lays it out. What I enjoyed most before he even got to the details of the prepaid legal formula, but was how he did the comparison of McDonald's and what they go through and really not to really necessarily come to that type of income. And so he just lays out the activity required, and it's fantastic. The only thing I would suggest is that maybe each person on the call get with their upline executive director on maybe particular structuring when you get into that type of activity and recruiting as you pursue those goals. So just some key points and reminders. Back to you, Randy.
Okay, Kyle, I want to thank you for being on tonight, Mr. Tony Hughes and Mr. Jeff Hughes. I want to thank both of you guys for being on tonight. And Mr. Stonecipher actually closed out the call today by congratulating all the associates on the great job that they're doing both in production and recruiting, because production was up 34%, recruiting was up 246%, and cancellations were down 22%. So I think we're all doing a great job, especially our team. And with that, I'm going to turn over back the call to Mr. Ken Moore.
Randy, what a great call. I want to thank each speaker on here tonight, and I'm glad that each one that's listening could hear this tonight and listen to Agar and listen to these other great speakers. Next week, we're going to have a tremendously good speaker, Mike and Twyla Sims, RVPs. They're going to be on. They bring great things to the table. Please don't miss it. Please call, get your three-way started, get ready for the national convention. Don't miss it. God bless and good night.
Look forward to seeing everyone next Monday night. Good night, everyone.